in with the latest from the Conrad Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by...
For over 100 years, Premier Farm Credit has been supporting agriculture and rural communities in Northeast Colorado with loans, insurance, and appraisals. We're proud to be owned by our members and to consistently return a portion of our earnings back with a cash patronage dividend. Stop by and see us in Sterling, Fort Morgan, Yuma, or Holyoke and see what we can do for you. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard.
The Colorado Ag Development Authority, or CADA, provides tax-free revenue bonds to banks and other lenders to help first-time farmers secure affordable financing for their initial farm real estate and equipment purchases. If you are a first-time farmer looking to purchase a farm or ranch, ask your local banker about a CADA loan. If you would like to know more about the CADA loan program, call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 or visit their website at cadafarmloan.com.
U.S. ag groups representing different sectors of the industry were pleased that the Trump administration reached a deal to remove the Section 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Mexico and Canada last week. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said retaliatory tariffs are a drag on American farmers and ranchers at a time when they're suffering more economic difficulty than many can remember. Farm Bureau believes in fair trade, and eliminating tariffs is critical to achieving that goal. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Colin Woodall says his group fully supports USMCA, and now is the time for Congress to work with the president to get it passed as soon as possible. And the National Corn Growers Association says it's also pleased to hear the news, saying Mexico and Canada are the United States corn industry's largest and most reliable markets. Section 232 tariff removal was also one of the topics discussed with Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg in this month's interview inside the barn.
Our two largest trading partners are Canada and Mexico, and quite frankly, when we can remove the barriers and actually negotiate the agreement that benefits us, I think that is absolutely big news for agriculture.
There's much more of the interview with Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg online inside the barn. Colorado Livestock Association members are cattle and sheep feeders, cow-calf producers, dairy farmers, swine operations, and industry partners. They work on behalf of their members in the regulatory and legislative arenas in Colorado. The Colorado Livestock Association also has a strong safety and workers' compensation program comprised of livestock producers that benefit from pooling their resources and developing a strong safety culture on their operations. There are many opportunities for Colorado Livestock Association members. You can learn more and become a member today at ColoradoLivestock.org.
For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.